Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome.
I'm getting on a podcast, so don't make noise.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. Happy Friday and happy Sweet Lady Day. So if you're pretty new around here, every Friday I like to share a sweet lady in my life that's obviously making my life richer, serving those around her, showing us that you can have a happy business or career or passion, all those kinds of things. So these are the sweet ladies that I like to share on Friday. And if you would like to nominate a special lady in your life, just email me at K@katrinaberg.com, or you can send me a message on Instagram, either way. Okay, so today I want to talk about my sweet friend, Amy Ashworth of Perfectly Paisley Design. So I met Amy through a couple of her sister-in-laws, Desiree Ashworth and Emily Adamson. One other way that we really became friends was because of the Beehive Bazaar. And for those of you that don't live in Utah, or maybe you haven't heard of the Beehive Bazaar, it is a market of handmade items. So basically like an Etsy shop, but a local Etsy shop. And so that was kind of where I think that Amy first started buying my work. And then that's kind of how we became friends. We started messaging each other on Instagram. And eventually, I can't remember how it all happened, but we decided to do a show at her house, like a home show. And that's when I really started to understand all the gifts and talents of Amy. Like, first of all, you hang out with her and you're like, oh my gosh, this girl is a rock star. Like, she's so much fun. She's got so much strength. Like, she's told me some amazing stories, just learning how to stand up for herself and for her siblings. And, she is a protector. She's totally that type of personality, but she's also, and this is totally out of need and necessity, but she's also an amazingly creative person. And so I think she just started realizing that she loved design. And I'll have to get her on here one of these days to tell you more about her journey. But people started asking for her help. And so just again, out of necessity, Amy became an interior designer and decorator and helping people. And she's done all kinds of crazy stuff, from not just like starting from scratch with people with their design, but then also she'll go into homes and just help you clean out things and simplify, just all kinds of amazing, amazing projects that she's done. But we've had a lot of fun. She's helped me with my home. We've gone shopping together, and there's just so many fun things that I love about Amy. And obviously she's just really gifted with the way that she sees design and spaces. So we had this awesome home show at her house, and it was awesome. It was the best show that I had that year, I think, which is ironic because I had some pretty big shows that year, and yet Amy's took the cake. So that show was a lot of fun, again, just because she invited so many of her good friends over, and, you know, I got to meet them and see what it was that they liked about my work. Once they had purchased my pieces, she knew exactly what to do with them and how to arrange them. And she's just amazing. And then what really started to be fun for me was that one of her best friends, Shalene, you know, she has her own beauty salon in her home. And so I started going and getting my hair done, and it became this fun thing. Every few months I get to go down and get my hair done and go to lunch with Amy and Shalene and Ashley, who is Amy's sister. And so between the three of those ladies, it was just one of those amazing things where I feel like I not only had these, I finally found like my niche and found who liked my work, but then I found some amazing friends. And these girls are just the best. So you'll get to hear about them. I'm going to be sharing them in upcoming Sweet Lady episodes. But yeah, it's been really, really fun. And I feel like it's an interesting time for we women that we are finding that it's really easy to connect with women that have similar passions. And you just never know where those passions and those friendships are going to lead. And so it's been really awesome. And these girls have been super supportive of me and my career. In fact, I think that Amy single-handedly has connected me to more people than, you know, anybody else. And so again, Amy's just amazing, not just for that, but of course, you know, she's done some really cool projects. You'll have to go on her Instagram. Again, it's Perfectly Paisley Design, and I'll link to it in the show notes, but she's done some pretty awesome projects and she's not afraid to get in there and get dirty. She built a house not too long ago, and obviously she's got such a great eye that that was just such a great project, and it's always fun to go over and see what's new and her new ideas in her home. Another really cool thing that I have to tell you about Amy is that she is an amazing friend. In fact, she's always thinking about others, and it's pretty often that when I text her about something, she's like, oh, let me get back to you because I'm helping so-and-so today. And that's just totally Amy, and I love that about her. She's also very spunky and fun with her style, and she's had quite a few different hair colors since I've known her, which always makes me so giddy and happy because sometimes it's, you know, this fun gem pink gem. Like, remember when we were little and there was that cute cartoon girl Gem? Anyways, I say gem pink. And then also she's had purple, but again, she's not afraid to be who she is. And that's something that I love so much about Amy, that she's had some hard things happen to her in life. And she's learned that it's more important for her to be authentic and be herself than worry about trying to please everyone. And I think that that's a hard thing to learn. It's something that if you want to really dive into that whole realm of things and get out of that being worried about others and how they think about you, you need to spend a day with Amy. She's also introduced me to some really fun things just abroad. Like, for example, when she's gone on her trip, she loves to go on girls trips to England, and she's a big fan of Kath Kidston. And I didn't even know who Kath Kidston was until Amy and Ashley and Shalene started telling me about her. And that has been really fun too, just to see the possibilities of where design can go. And it, again, it all came from a design friend. And so I don't know, that's been really fun for me to be able to learn about other designers and creators through my creative friends. So yeah, Amy's awesome. You guys need to meet her. One of these days we'll have another home show. She's been so busy lately helping people, and she's done like a dentist's office. She helped with this kind of Instagram famous yoga gal. I'll look her up and link to her in the show notes. But anyways, you go through Amy's feed and you can see that she's been really busy helping with a lot of really fun projects. And her oldest just graduated from high school, and so that's been a big deal. And there's always something amazing going on. But yeah, I just absolutely adore Amy. And Amy, I want you to know how grateful I am for your friendship. I'm grateful to have been introduced to you, to your beautiful world, to your family, to your friends, and just to have that light in my life. And I just want you to know that the goodness that you bring, it makes such a difference to everyone. And it is important to feel comfortable in your own home. And that is a gift that you totally have, is helping people find what makes them feel comfortable so that they can invite that light into their home and their families and friends can feel comfortable. And I think that that's just one of the treasures that you've shared with me. So much love to you, beautiful Amy, and so much love to each of you listening today. I just want you to know that I am grateful for these beautiful friends in my life, and I'm grateful for the women that show me that life has hard things, and yet we can be stronger because of it, and that we can go on and serve others and make this world a better place because of it. And Amy's totally a perfect example of that. So lots of love to each of you today from the Candy Colored Studio.